Listening Part 1. In this part, you will hear a lecture. You will then answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to review the questions.
The topic of today's lecture is Walt Whitman, an American poet and author of the renowned collection of poems, Leaves of Grass. This volume of poems is a celebration of America, full of pride in the United States and reverence for the goals of American democracy. Whitman began writing Leaves of Grass in the middle of the 19th century, and the first edition appeared in 1855 with only 12 poems. Several other editions of Leaves of Grass appeared throughout Whitman's lifetime with additional poems. Leaves of Grass grew and matured right along with Whitman. The longest and best-known poem in Leaves of Grass is Song of Myself, which appeared in the first edition. The poem When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed was added to a later edition. This poem was written at the time of Abraham Lincoln's death in 1865 and contained Whitman's reflections on that event. Lincoln's death occurred in April, in the spring, in a season of new life. This poem reflects that spring can be at the same time a period of death and a period of rebirth.
In 1 minute, you will hear the recording again.
The topic of today's lecture is Walt Whitman, an American poet and author of the renowned collection of poems, Leaves of Grass. This volume of poems is a celebration of America, full of pride in the United States and reverence for the goals of American democracy. Whitman began writing Leaves of Grass in the middle of the 19th century, and the first edition appeared in 1855 with only 12 poems. Several other editions of Leaves of Grass appeared throughout Whitman's lifetime with additional poems. Leaves of Grass grew and matured right along with Whitman. The longest and best-known poem in Leaves of Grass is Song of Myself, which appeared in the first edition. The poem When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed was added to a later edition. This poem was written at the time of Abraham Lincoln's death in 1865 and contained Whitman's reflections on that event. Lincoln's death occurred in April, in the spring, in a season of new life. This poem reflects that spring can be at the same time a period of death and a period of rebirth.
This is the end of listening part one. In 2 minutes, the next section will begin. Listening Part 2. In this part, you will hear a conversation. You will then answer the questions. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to review the questions.
Do you have any plans this weekend?
There's so much to choose from on campus that I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
The football game's on Saturday night, and I'm going with a group of friends. Do you want to go with us?
Of course I'd like to go to the football game. It's the biggest game of the season. And it sounds like fun to go with a large group of people.
Good. We'll be meeting at the cafeteria for dinner at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then we'll go on to the game together.
That takes care of my plans for Saturday night. But now I need to make a decision about Sunday afternoon. The music department is sponsoring a concert then, and I'd really like to hear that concert. But there's also a play being presented by the drama department that I really wanted to see. It's too bad those two events are at the same time.
You know, if you go to the game on Saturday night and a concert or play on Sunday, that doesn't leave much time for studying.
Oh, well. Maybe I can do that the weekend after this one.
In 1 minute, you will hear the recording again.
Do you have any plans this weekend?
There's so much to choose from on campus that I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
The football game's on Saturday night, and I'm going with a group of friends. Do you want to go with us?
Of course I'd like to go to the football game. It's the biggest game of the season. And it sounds like fun to go with a large group of people.
Good. We'll be meeting at the cafeteria for dinner at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then we'll go on to the game together.
That takes care of my plans for Saturday night. But now I need to make a decision about Sunday afternoon. The music department is sponsoring a concert then, and I'd really like to hear that concert. But there's also a play being presented by the drama department that I really wanted to see. It's too bad those two events are at the same time.
You know, if you go to the game on Saturday night and a concert or play on Sunday, that doesn't leave much time for studying.
Oh, well. Maybe I can do that the weekend after this one.
This is the end of listening part 2. You have 2 minutes to answer the questions. This is the end of the listening section. Please stop the recording.